Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. First off, I want to say good luck and a good retirement to Merle Harfum. He's earned it, and I hope it sticks this time. Not because he wasn't a good cop, because he was the best. When you love your job, it's hard to retire. If it hadn't been for my disability, I would probably still be working too. I first met Merle when he and I and Dick Chain and Irv Pig were going to Humboldt State in the late 50s and working at the Mutual Plywood in Fairhaven. We tried splitting shifts, but some of the other guys didn't show up, so I ended up on Graveyard. I also went through one of my physical therapy sessions at the same time as Merle. I saw Merle a few days ago and asked him how he liked the new chief. He said he was a good one, a lot better than the last one. So onward and upward, Merle, and a happy retirement to you. My thoughts on this disappearing airliner. In these days of instant communication and when someone breaks wind in the middle of Siberia and we hear about it, how can a large plane land somewhere, not like Murray Field or Eureka Arcata at McKinleyville, and someone doesn't see it and blow the whistle? With respect towards the passengers, I hope they are still alive, but I don't know. The Navy's plan to use our North Coast waters to explode underwater fixtures is a very idiotic plan. The powers that be say it is essential to our defense. Of course, I'm not a military tactician, so I, as Schultz on Hogan's Heroes used to say, I know nothing. But if any one of us went out there and dropped dynamite or other explosives in the water for whatever reason, we'd be in jail. I say, no deal. The government has always ways of getting what it wants, whether it's right or not. I saw an article in the Times Standard about how Colorado was already having problems with stone drivers. You think? What did they expect? Even though the stuff was available already, just make it legal, and a lot of idiots will think, oh, it's legal now. I can smoke it and work and drive and do all sorts of stupid things. As far as I'm concerned, that's another reason not to legalize marijuana. When I heard Fred Nelson's comment on how most people don't know how to use a mic, I said right on. I use a mic a lot, and even though my voice carries, I use the mic properly. Just go to a memorial service and try to hear people as they talk about their family member or friend. Same goes for public meetings, especially, as Fred said, when the system is poorly set up. Speak slowly and into the mic. I again have to say goodbye to a couple of friends. Great people. First, Oriel Ayers, the mother of a large family. All good people, and the widow of Jerry Ayers, a great guy. I'll have to tell some stories about them sometime. Next, Faye Riley from Fortuna was a civic-minded gal who would do anything for you. My wife got stuck in Fortuna once, and Faye and Chuck put her up for a few days. So goodbye to both of these ladies, and condolences to the families. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.